Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's happening, everyone? It is official. Our 10 minutes of fun has a name. Aaron, would you like to reveal what our name is for this segment?
Well, I kind of want to change it now and call it 10 minutes of fun.
Well, that's the bonus coverage here on this DVD. Everyone, this is a little segment we have called Pregame. It's the 10 minutes before the podcast. If you don't have the endurance to listen to us, which a lot of people in our lives don't, then
there's
you can just enjoy this segment. Speaking of which, I need that prescription. Everyone, 10 minutes of fun slash pregame consists of a lot of different things. Aaron and I just go on a rant about whatever we're thinking of that day, but also it's a chance for you guys, our incredibly loyal Calm Down podcast listeners, which I, for the longer segment, this is a tease, got a DM from someone really concerned about a few things in my life that says, I do not talk about them on the podcast. So I'll address that in the longer version. What I will address right now is the listener questions brought to you by, first and foremost, Taste of Ontario Spring Sale. This is the name. I mean, how many letters are too many letters? I like it. Here's the question. Would you ever want to switch places? Aaron in studio and Carissa on the sideline. I am going to tell you what I tell Aaron all the time. I give her so much credit for continuing to want to stand on that sideline, whether it's freezing in Lambeau, it's the 700 flights, it's the 15 million check into the hotels. I forgot what room I'm even in because I've been living on the road for 20 years. I would never want to go back to doing what she does. She's the best at what she does. But look, if I had to, because it's the only place for me, I would. I can't brave the elements
prices,
like
right?
This one can.
Hey.
So.
I would. There are times I would love to be in the studio. I would love to, stay at home some holidays, some weekends when things are going on. But for me, there is nothing like being on the sidelines.
What do you love most about it?
Getting close with the guys, getting close, getting the inside information, feeling. I mean, you were there for the NFC Championship and not working it. You don't miss it a tad, just standing there. I mean, we were talking about it last night, had dinner last night with a couple of friends, and Matthew Stafford was talking about NFC Championship. It was such a, you actually heard this. He's mentioned it before. During the NFC Championship, he throws a touchdown and he does this move, which is hot, by the way, where he's like, yeah. And then he said, I looked right at the sideline. He's like, hey, what's up? But like, because I was standing next to McVay, you don't miss shit like that anymore.
I miss the production meetings. Because that is the time where you get the guys. We've talked about it before.
We don't even do them anymore.
Well, right. You do them on Zoom, but you've intimated that, you know, these guys are going to say things there that obviously you're not going to repeat because professionals don't repeat what happens in a production meeting. Hey, now. So that I miss. But no, I don't miss the travel. I don't miss any of that. And yeah, the relationships with the guys, because that's really the number one thing for me that I got out of it. No, but I still feel like I get that a little bit in sit down interviews, which is why I love doing those, because it's my only connection two players outside of the studio. Okay, so good question.
Great
from Taste of Ontario. I love your airport. It's very convenient.com. Here's the next one from Megan One Hoffman. She says, can Erin talk about her Dancing with the Stars experience both as a contestant and a host? You don't get that's I like that because you never talk about this.
Well, as a contestant, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done because, yes, I grew up dancing.
That body banging.
I did. I lost 15 pounds because it's
Which
so much cardio.
Lose.
I looked like a 12-year-old boy. They kept literally pulling in my outfit every single week. I've got to remember we only have 10 minutes. And yeah, I totally lost my boobs. My butt was gone. Like it was just I looked like a string bean. But I will tell you this, my abs were on. On fire, so much so I took a rhinestone and I stuck it in my belly button. I thought I was so cute.
Stop
Anyways,
it.
Being a host was so much fun because it is reality TV. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when there's going to be a wardrobe mm-hmm. malfunction because you lost so much weight. You want to know who's making out. You want to know who's fighting. So being a host was really great. Being a contestant was super, super hard, but I did love every minute of it. And along with that, thinking of my dance partner, Maxim Shmirakovsky, who is actually in Ukraine right now.
Yes. And we are definitely going to talk more
and
about...
And his wife, thinking about PETA too.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, similar to football, the relationships that you made from your time on that show as a contestant and a host extends far beyond the tenure. So thoughts to him. And again, Megan, thank you for the question. We should expand more on that for the later episode.
Yes.
The Jake Arnold said, what got y'all started with the podcast? Well, Jake, I think I'll speak for myself. Erin and I used, you know, we've said it before, but we have like this, I don't know when it started, probably because we kept missing each other in terms of actually connecting on the phone. We would leave very lengthy voicemails for one another. And I think that sort of, you know, the maturation would just be turned into like, well, we should just talk about this stuff and everyone else has a podcast. And we finally were like, maybe somebody listens.
Screw them.
Maybe someone cares. So Jake, it was spawned from me out of our long voicemails with each other. And I don't know, maybe someone cares.
Love it.
Next up is NJ. I'm sorry if I screw this up. I don't know if this is all one name, but NJ Dolly. Best travel tip. Mine using pants hangers to clasp hotel curtains shut.
Oh,
nice.
That's a good one. I thought I knew all the tricks.
I was going to say, let's go to the gal that spends half of her life in one. What do you got for a travel tip?
I was just talking to one of my favorite goalies, my only favorite goalie in the NHL, Jonathan Quick, about this. Earplugs. Earplugs are a necessity. And we were actually rating earplugs. I like the blue cushiony ones. I don't like the really huge orangey ones. For some reason, they don't jam right down in there. I like to legitimately feel my brain with my earplugs. So I travel, obviously, we've discussed it, a Tempur-Pedic pillow mm-hmm. and earplugs.
Where do you get the blue? Where do you get the blue ones from?
You know, I think they're a CVS pickup,
okay.
But hopefully our producer Ryan's listening and maybe he could do a shout out to an earplug company so they could buy time on the Calm Down podcast.
Ryan is always listening. I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, he is.
After he tunes out, that is, of course. Spencer Lorraine 07, how do you guys organize your time? I get distracted and don't get half of my to-do list done. Well, I'm gonna throw this over to Miss Organization because she is the person that I know writes down a real list about everything. I've seen it. She's got great penmanship. You write pen to paper, a list. Is that how you stay organized, Dee?
No, because I lose the list. So I try to transfer that onto my phone. And throughout the day, I just try to keep on knocking stuff off the list. And if I can't get it to that day, I try to bring it to the next day. My husband is honestly the most organized person. I don't know how he does it, but he's real big on the list. What about you?
I just pulled up mine. Mine is always on my phone like this. And this is my ongoing to-do list. And I also set reminders in my phone, like for an alarm to go off
that says
check a to-do list. So if I get distracted, then I'm reminded that I need to go back to it. I do give myself a day. Like yesterday, I gave myself a day where I didn't do anything. So take a day off from the to-do list or else it just feels like you're constantly having to do something. Okay. We are into
eight. We forgot the athlete one. I like this one.
Which one, honey?
Rands Fries or whatever. Which NFL athlete makes you laugh the most? Mm. I love that.
What about for you? For me, if you have one, go, because I got to think for a second.
Well, definitely last year, we were so obsessed with Devin White. We thought he was like the funniest guy when he's rolling around in the end zone. I'm trying to think.
Okay, Gronk is up there.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Just watch
no-brainer.
Any interview that Erin and I have done with him. It goes off the rails before it even starts. George Kittle.
He's a time.
Very cute this weekend at the stadium series in Nashville.
Yep. Yep. He's adorable. Yeah, I would say Gronk is my number one. And then I think on our pregame, we're looking at 9 minutes, so we have time for one more. Some of the craziest on-air moments. I know that we've probably talked about a few of them. For me, it was when my mouth was frozen in Minnesota, and I was working on the sidelines for a college game, and it was outdoors, Golden Gophers and all. And I said, play cock, not play clock. So that was a problem. Whoops.
Oops.
But yeah, I mean, well documented, your Richard Sherman interview on the sideline.
Loved
aside
it.
From that, like, what's another crazy one that just jumps out to you?
We talked about it. I said Western Virginia on air one time because I was so cold. And I just like blanked out. But what was the question?
Craziest on air moments. Like even with Dancing with the Stars, like did you have?
We had like a protester come on air, like in the middle of our show. Tom was unbelievable with that. Also, somebody hurt their back really bad and had to be taken via ambulance. Mm. And I just remember our producer saying, hey, can you handle this? And I was like, do you know what I do for a living? On Sundays and Thursdays, I got it. Anywho.
I will say this, though, having worked on a bunch of different shows, having live experience pays dividends in moments like that, because you never know what's going to happen. And the golden rule of live television is react to what happens next. If it's controversial, move along. And if it's worth expanding upon the story or telling it, then stay on as long as you can until the Oscar music comes into play. Our music is coming into play right now. This has been another episode of The Pregame. If you're interested in more of our conversation, jump over to the full episode of Calm Down Podcast number 57 in your program, number one in your heart.
Woo! Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.